We are learning Masechta Shkalim Daf Pesim Abayis on tap, and we're starting from the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, they used to take the coin and right before the withdrawal, throw it towards the Gizbar, and he took their coin and put it into the Chumas Alishka, into the withdrawal. So Frank the Gemara, why they do that? Ilu hoyu shnei kriyim. Someone has two piles of tefuah. V'tarim echem hem ha-chaveri. He's tarim from one of them on the other one. Shemalei pata chaveroi. Is they don't patter it off. You don't have to take truma from every pile. One thing goes to the other one. And the same thing by when you do shkalim. They took machzah shekels truma. They did it for whole klal yisrael. It didn't have to be their coin. If I care, the Gemara says even al osad ligvois the truma works. So why are they so insistent that saying that coin has to go in with it? So Gemara says, you're right. It wasn't a halacha thing. It was like a nochas ruach ilahem. They had a very big enjoyment. They want the carbon to be scarred from their coin. That gave them a lot of hanah, a lot of enjoyment. It's a simcha shal mitzvah. And therefore, they tried to do that. Avad, that wasn't ma'akiv. It just was, it gave them simcha that their coin should be used for the mitzvah. Tani, we went to the braisa. Shamat es akatel voice. Let's say, we said after every tumor for Pesach, for Shuas, for Sukkos, they covered it, not for Sukkos, for Shuas and Pesach, they covered it with the leather. The leather fell off. And now, everything that's on top fell on the bottom. Kulam Shirayim. The Melech is the old Shirayim, and you can't take tumor Lishka from there. You have to get new coins to take a tumor. Tani, Shlishas hi Ashira Shavakulon. The third tumor was the richest tumor. That means that when they got money into those cups, into those buckets, that was the most money ever. Why? I had the same share. Because there they had a lot of gold coins there. Shavakulam Shahayu Ba is the Raya Shazav, the Kara Shazav. There were a lot of gold bars and gold coins there. Why? Because, like we said in the Mishnah before, the people who sent their Master Shekhman far away, they didn't want to carry so many shkalim. So they switched it into gold, or the Darkarnas, which is also gold, different coins. So it was a more coins, more expensive coins. When you took the same truma, the same size, just gold, so it was more money in the kupas. Tani, we had before, they wrote on three kupas, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So the reason was to have an order, from the Aleph, even on Pesach, there are three kupas, and you take from the Aleph first, then Beis, then Gimel. But Tani Rice explains that you don't finish the first one. Tarmes Rishayna. No, that's I'm getting ahead of myself. That's the next Gemara. Let's do the first Gemara. This Tani is going back on our Mishnah we just learned. Tani Tarmes Rishayna is the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Kol Yisrael. The first Chuma, which was Pesach time, was the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which got here on time, the Shem Kol Yisrael, and of course the Shem Kol Kai Yisrael also. Shniel Shem Krachim Amukafim. It was a shame the city surrounding Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Kol Yisrael, and also Gans Kol Yisrael. Vashlishi is the shame Baval Umadai, Hashem Adin Zerach Haikos, Hashem Kol Yisrael. Tani, now this is my Hagdam I said before, it goes for this price. The Tani, Notal Me'ar Hashayna, they took out, now each time they did two, it was three kupas. So Notal Me'ar Hashayna, they took from the first kupa. After it's just Hashayna, even though the Hashayna wasn't finished yet, they start taking from the second kupa. Notal Me'ar Hashayna. Not the Mashniya, they took from the second one, Abhijas Vishniya, not the Mashlishas, take from the third one. And why do they do this? The reason why they do this is because they want to make sure every one of these Kupas get involved in the Kabbalah's Bais HaMikdash. If you only took the first one, it's possible you would never reach the second one or third one. So you take first and the first one, you don't finish it, then do the second one and third one. When you finish the third one, you go back to the first. Shalma Shlishas, no, go back to the second, what?
You keep the second, they never got it.
Because it seems like they end up, right, that's Shirayim. This is like a Truma. This is a Truma's Lishka. I guess this all was a Truma. They want this to...
Shirayim in the Kupas too.
What?
Shirayim in the Kupas too.
In the Kupa, right. Yeah, but I guess they want every Kupa to be involved. They don't say, Clara, why they had to have all the Clara. It sounds like the Tithikin Chadah sounds like more because like it was a smach to the Krah to have three Kupas. So they want to get them all involved. It's from the Pasuk. Shlisha says, Lashon Shlisha in the Pasuk. So you want them to go all involved, but it's still not clear exactly why they have to get them all involved. But it sounds like made from the Pasuk. So not, and let's say you finish the Shalma Shlisha, then Chazal Shniya. Go back to the second one. Shalma Shniya, Chazal Rishayna. Once the second one is finished, you go back to the first one. Shalma Shlashdam, all three are finished. Now all three are finished. It's not Shuas yet, let's say. And all the Pesach Shuma is finished. What do you do now? So Gemara has Machlaikas, what you do. Either chayzer v'shaykel, either they do another shaykel, another collection, but they do another collection, another shekel, and either means they take, what it means, pastor, is not they make a new collection of shaykel, which means is they do a new tshuma from the new shkol. Do it, there's new skull that came in, you do a new truma, new skull. That's pasuk what it means. That is shaykel. Or that's the Tanakama holds. Rameya and the shirayim. The shirayim of the first truma could be used. Because Rameya holds, so your meya imer moyalim b'shirayim. There is me'ilah in the shirayim. Because shemi, it's tarakul and b'soif. You might need it at the end. Because he holds that the shirayim taka, there is me'ilah on the shirayim. Akaponim, that's the end of what we discussed now about how doing the truma. Now, the rest of the parak will talk about a famous brisa of Pinchas Bayar, which the whole Messiah Susharim is gebayit on that. How does it come in over here? So Tikkun Charatin says it comes in over here because we just learned about how the Beisar Gamil was reason to make sure that coin gets in there, and we found that you have to be of Yisin Akiyim, and therefore we'll discuss Zrizus and Akiyas and discuss all other things that go in this brisa. Zrizus mevi'od in Akiyas. Zrizus means you do the mitzvah with Zrizus means you do it complete, and you do it with energy and with cheshek. Mevi'od in Akiyas. That you come to Nakiyas. Nakiyas, maybe they're Tyra. If you're Nakiyas, if you're clean from all Averis, you come to Tyra. Tyra, purity. Tyra, maybe Kedusha. Kedusha, maybe the Anava. Comes to Anava. Anava, maybe the Yerzachet. Being scared of a chet. Yerzachet, maybe the Chasidos. Chasidus via the Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh via the Tirus HaMesim, and Tirus HaMesim via the Yahu Navi Zachar HaTayv. And the Gemara now will bring down Psukim to prove each of one of these Midas. But to get a bigger understanding of all these Midas, you have to learn Mesir HaSharim, 26 Prakam of Mesir HaSharim, to explain all these different levels of, you go by Hadraga until you reach the Ruach HaKodesh, Tirus HaMesim, and Yahu Navi. Zrizos, maybe the Nakias, it says, V'chila Mechaper. It says, the Kohen Gadol, who was a Zoraz, Kahanim Zrizimim, when he finished, then Mechaper. And Kapara is Nakias. Nakias Meveya de Tahira, the Chsiv Vechipa la Kohen Vetahira. You have Kapara, then you have Tahira. Tahira Meveya de Kedusha, the Chsiv Vetira Vekedushai. So you see, Tahira Shachat Kedusha. Kedusha Meveya de Ganava, Chsiv, Kikoyamar, Romani, Sashaychina, Vekodesh, Moimar, Vekodesh, Eshkoy, Vezdaka, Veshofal. So you see in the Pasik, that Kedusha says it Kaddish Shemoy, the Kaddish, it says Veshval Ruach Anova. Veshval Ruach. You see that Hashayach is Tanova. Yiras, Anova Ve'ed Yiras Achet, the Chziv, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. That after Anova, or through Anova, you get Yiras Hashem. Yiras Chem Yiridei Chasidus, the Chziv, Chesed Hashem, Ma'olam, Va'ad Olam, Al Yirev, on the people who fear you, they get Chasidus. Chasidus mevi ruach hakodesh. Chasidus oz debarta v'chazoin lachasidecha. V'toymer shvisi eizi al gibra armoisi bachur ma'am. This pasuk says to him, oz debarta v'chazoin lachasidecha. See, debarta v'chazoin. No, ruach hakodesh to chasidim. Ruach hakodesh mevi detchias ameisim. Chasidus mesati ruchi b'chem. Which means ruach hakodesh. V'chiyes v'chiyisim. Then you'll have detchias ameisim. Detchias ameisim mevi detchias ameisim. Chasidus says in the pasuk, Hine anoichi shaleh alchem es yoy ravi, lefnei bo yom ha-shem ha-godol v'ha-nairo. Before the big day comes, and the Tikkun Chat explains, godol v'ha-nairo means, yom godol v'ha-nairo means the day of Tchias HaMesim. So you see, through Eliyahu has to be there first to tell us, to help us do tshuva in order to bezek Tchias HaMesim. So Tchias HaMesim, maybe the Eliyahu Navi means that because we need Tchias HaMesim, we need Eliyahu Navi to come to make us do tshuva, that's what it means. Tchias HaMesim may be the day Eliyahu Navi Navi. It's talking not like exactly the same like the other ones, because here Eliyahu Navi is first. That's what we're trying to be matcheh over here. But somehow it means that through, since we need Tchias HaMesim, we need Eliyahu Navi to come. The Chsiv, that's what it says in the pasuk. Tanav Shira Meir, Kol Mi Shekavu Beretz Yisrael, anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Umedaber B'Lashon HaKodesh, and he speaks Lashon HaKodesh, Va'oicha Peres B'Tahari, eats his Peres B'Tahira, which means he learns Torah in the morning and the evening. He's for sure, he can be assured that he is a Ben El Abav. He has these four Midas. And Farshim explained that it all have to do with different parts of a person. His guf is an Eretz Yisrael, his mouth is talks Lashon HaKodesh, no Lashon Hara, and he eats properly, and he learns Torah, which is for the Neshama. All four of these things, he's zech will be, he's assured to be a Ben El Abav. Hadra Lach Parak B'Shloi Shaprakim B'li Neda, for those that finished it. When you learn Metzshem, the Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah also to finish the blat. Zok the new Mishnah. Chuma Maho Yoysen Ba. What do you do with the Chuma Salishka? What do you do with the Chuma Salishka? What do you do with this money? Loichungba, you bar with it to midim, you bar with it to tamid. Every morning and every evening was a tamid. Umusafim, you bar the musafim, which is for Rosh Chodesh, and the yontif, v'niskeim, and the nesachim that come with the kabanas. Ha'imer, which is the carbon ha'imer brought on the second day of Pesach. V'shtei alechem, which is brought on Shavuos. Lechem apan, which is brought every single day. V'chol kabanas sivra, the use of all kabanas sivra. Now, on Shavuos and Shemitah, they needed stuff for the ha'imer, let's say barley for the ha'imer. What did they use? So there's nothing planted. So they had these wild svichim, but they need someone to watch it because it's hefker. So they used to hire shomrim to watch it. Shomrim svichim b'shvius, how did they get paid? Noitlin scharim tumas lishka. They get paid from tumas lishka as well. Not only do you buy the omer all the years from it, but even on shvius, where you can't buy anything because everything's hefker, you pay the shomrim with the money from tumas lishka.
What? Not to stop them from taking trees.
You're allowed to stop someone. The shomer, I guess they see them. They see them standing there. They're not gonna come. They're watching it for themselves. It's a good question. You're allowed to shomer. They're not being zeichen. They're just being shomer. It could be they could do that. It could be also maybe they were doicher. It's mentioned later on in the Gemara that on Daf Yod that even the ketzira could be also they were doicher the mitzvah shvius for the carbon omer. That's where it could be. This is also like that. It comes from that halacha. Someone could do it for free to watch the svichim. Amr Lai, the Chama say, no, I don't want someone to do it for free. Why? Because then it's like he's being zeich in it. Amr Lai, if he works for the money, so then yad poil ki yad balabais. But if he's not getting paid for it, then it's like he's zeich it and he has to give it over to the tzibur. And we're worried that's no good. It has to be, it can't be given from a yachat to a tzibur. That's a chum hold. Amar loy, afat ha'imer, she'im ba'in, ela mishal tzibur. You can't say that because halacha has only come from shal tzibur. And now, what you're doing is, if they have it themselves, they have to give it over to the tzibur, and that's not good according to this man yama. They hold, the ain carbon yachat mishtanel shal tzibur. That's the chum shita. The carbon yachat is not mishtanel shal tzibur, and therefore they cannot watch for free. You have to pay them, and therefore it's yad poil ki yad balabais.
Well, if they watch for free, then what?
If they watch for free, then they're kind of for themselves, because they're not getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom is to answer my question. Was the shame were there to watch for the animals?
Watch for
the
animals, yeah.
And also to ask people not to take it because they're near for the
animals. For the asthma, So he's saying, Pshat is that the shame is to watch for animals, and who he's saying that from, and also rush someone else probably. They're watching for the animals, and that they shouldn't tell people that we're saying this for hektish. Not that they're coin it, that they can't do it. Just please let us have this, we need it for the animals. Okay, very good.